Before the opening of these routes, residents and tourists wanting to use public transportation to get from the bay to the beach had to make several transfers. Now they can hop on a trolley at any of 7 stops and stay on that same bus until they've reached their destination. Brad Miller, Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority's CEO, said the new routes also take into consideration St. Petersburg's love affair with the Rays.
We're also extending the hours in later into the evening. And so you can, instead of just going to the baseball game and having to walk home like I did once with my kids, you can actually take the trolley back home. As long as it doesn't go into like the 17th inning or anything like that, I think, right?
The addition of direct routes bridging 2 of St. Petersburg's biggest hotspots is a move Tampa Bay Beach's Chamber of Commerce President Robin Soley says tourists requested.
I was quoted saying that we wanted to bridge the gap between the beach and the bay. And I think today is kind of a goosebump moment for the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber because we actually have that physical transportation to bridge the gap that we have to mobilize not only our locals, but our tourists. How many times I can tell you that we have tourists come into our welcome centers and they ask for transportation to get to and from, and they're so discouraged at times when they know they have to make those transfers to get down to the Dolly.
The cost to ride the trolley depends on where you board and where you depart. Some portions of the route in the downtown area are free. Others are as little as 50 cents, with the maximum ride priced at $2. Riders can also purchase all-day passes. The affordability and convenience is something St. Pete City Council member Jeff Danner says will boost local businesses.
Then you want to go find the local hamburger and the local music place and the galleries and antique shops. And I think that's what we've got here, is that opportunity to shop and art walk and gallery and pub crawl and do all those things all the way down Central Avenue. 7.5 miles of small businesses connecting our downtown and our beaches. It's going to be a fantastic event.
Chris Stenocher, president and CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber, wants this route to be used as a model of how successful public transportation can be.
Why I'm excited about hosting something like this today is we've got to make sure the word gets out that this is here and it's got to be successful, because we're going to build on this to show that we can do it. People will ride it. There are ways to do even more of it, so we can build from this and use this as one of the successes. So I'm so anxious to, and why I was late, I was actually sitting on the trolley. I had no idea there was something going on in here. And they're like, yeah. You got to get off the bus. I'm like, I don't want to. But they said, no, please get off the bus.
Senator Jack Latvala has proposed a possible transit merger between Hillsborough and Pinellas counties. Councilmember Danner is now the PSTA board chair. He said the discussions about connecting the two counties are important, and the board plans to take its time with the decision.
On one end, it could be as large as a merger. On the other, it might just be more coordinated efforts getting across the bay. We currently do recognize each other's passes. We do joint bus purchases and things like that. So we're just going to continue those partnerships.
Discounts are available for people with disabilities, children, and students. Exact change for fares is required. For trolley schedules and other information, go to psta.net. Riders can plan their trips on that website by using the new Google Transit app. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.